80s music follow up the fireworks conversation that I was barely a part of. I didn't mind that one bit. It's Paul's show, after all. If he wants to take over, he can take over. One of the things that we have spoken about briefly on this show, what I'm hosting, but never really got in depth on, is the longevity stuff. I'm a big fan of longevity studies and hormone replacement and all the things that I believe in the medical community they may have been overlooking for quite some time. And as we live longer and longer and longer, we're not necessarily carrying this good health and virality on through all these aging years. And we have a fabulous guest today, good friend of ours, Dr. Alex Zaid. He's the not only a family medicine guy, but he's the owner of Icon Anti-Aging out in Birmingham. And I have found to be just an absolutely sterling representation of what really good hormone study and hormone replacement therapy can do for some people. Alex, thanks for joining.
Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate being on.
Absolutely. Look, you're a young guy in the medical field in a relative sense, and you have chosen to dive very head on into hormone replacement studies and therapy for folks that want to get into that. I find it absolutely fascinating on two fronts. One, we have no idea why, in males especially, hormone and testosterone levels specifically have precipitously dropped over the last 50 years. Is it environmental? Is it diet related? But what's more, why does the medical community as a whole not really jump into this bandwagon? Everyone seems to want to keep it at arm's length.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. As to the rates in which testosterone's dropped, there's always that statistic that a 35-year-old male today has 50% of the testosterone that, you know, the same age male had sometime during, you know, World War I. And that's probably attributed to a lot of the things that you mentioned. In terms of why the medical community has not supported the use is probably something a lot deeper than we can get into on the show. But I'll tell you this. When you take a 50-year-old guy and you replace his testosterone to the levels that they were in his very young 30s, that same guy has improvements in cholesterol. He has improvements in his insulin resistance. He has improvement in his truncal obesity when decreasing weight. And sometimes when these things happen, that same guy doesn't need to take a cholesterol medication. He doesn't need to take a blood pressure medication, and he doesn't need to take a diabetes medication. So I'll kind of leave that with your listeners into making their own conclusions of why some people might not celebrate or endorse the replacement of hormones the way that I do.
Yeah, Alex, you bring up a very, very good point. I'm not a tinfoil hat guy, and I certainly don't want to endorse in this program the idea that the entire medical and pharmaceutical community has some kind of nefarious plot. But one thing that I have noticed in all of my studies and conversations with friends is that many of the same symptoms that men in our age bracket, upper 40s, 50s, even in early 60s, start to try to address via other things. Their cholesterol is too high. Their obesity, at least on the chart, is too much. They lack some of the same vigor and enthusiasm they had for exercise, for sex, for kind of the quality of their sleep is often really, really suffering. And when you attribute some of that to the dip in testosterone, people get into a weird kind of paradigm where they say, yeah, but I'm not going to go and take steroids and things. I think, can you clarify for us that somebody who chooses, as many women do when they experience menopause with hormone replacement, if someone chooses to take testosterone, what is the difference between that, for example, and taking exogenous steroids like a bodybuilder? I mean, often things get cobbled together. They're not the same thing.
Yeah, and I think the most important word is replacement. Replacement says that we are just refilling or replacing something that you once had. So in my practice, we use something called bioidentical hormones. And this is basically as close as you can get to the real thing. And I'm not prescribing doses that are super therapeutic. Our goal really in nature is just to take that same 50-year-old man that I was talking about and take him back to his testosterone levels that he had at the age of 30. And that number is different for everybody. And oftentimes we don't know what that number is. What you're going to see with bodybuilders or WWE wrestlers is they are taking testosterone. They're just taking 5 to 7 times higher than the dosing that you'd see in a practice like mine. And they're also taking a whole slew of non-FDA-approved, illegal black market medications. And those are where the side effects of things like, you know, the terms roid rage or, you know, mental health issues really come into play, is when you're abusing black label or black market rather medications, or if you're abusing on-label medications. very similar to, you know, abuse of a diabetic medication would put you in the hospital, or abuse of, you know, almost any medication when abused is going to cause issues. But yeah, I think a lot of the misconceptions come from the idea that people are taking outrageous amounts of these medications, when in reality, when you come to a clinic like mine, we're testing you very often. We're making sure that you're staying within these normal ranges, which most men really after the age of 40 have dipped down to subtherapeutic levels. So I'm just bringing you back into the normal range.
Right. So basically, Alex, the way that God built your body is in terms of optimizing these numbers is no different than someone who, for example, has turned to being a vegetarian or a vegan and they don't have enough iron. So they take an iron supplement to bring that blood level back up into normal so they can optimize how their system is working. Is that right?
Exactly. We're just taking you back to what you once were. And the funny thing in medicine is testosterone is listed as a controlled substance. So when we want to replace this for males, me personally, as a prescribing physician, I have to jump through a lot of hoops to do this. But it's accepted and understood that for women, we need to replace estrogen that's been lost. And this is something that's done daily in your typical run-of-the-mill OBGYN office. So there is a little bit of a dichotomy between males and females with the word optimization or replacement.
Yeah, that's fascinating. So in some circles, I'm sure that you get looks from other doctors, other physicians, and they say, geez, are you really sure you want to get into that? Do you have patients that come to you because they know that you're doing this, you specialize in it, it is a very interesting kind of adventurous corner of that world, but you're so academic about it that it makes everyone feel better. Do they often say to you, hey, would you mind talking to my regular doctor about this?
Yeah, and I do it 1 to 3 times a week. And this is something that I've helped so many of my colleagues and so many of my seniors that I trained with actually bring into their practice. I just think that my current practice is going to be the model of family medicine, internal medicine, or primary care in 15 to 20 years. I don't think that this is going to be a hyper-specialized office like what I have right now. I just think that patients are getting more educated. They're becoming more aware of the things that are available to them, and they're seeking out physicians like me. But in reality, this is something that should be offered to everybody. I'm not selfish. I don't want to be the only doctor that's offering this. I just think that it's something that's vital. Longevity is, you know, if you look up Google Trends, the word longevity over the past 24 months has skyrocketed. People are obsessed with how can we squeeze the most out of life. And when I say that, I don't mean just how many candles are in a cake, because nobody wants to be 90 and decrepit. What I mean is you want to be 90 and living. You want to be alive and living at the same time. And really, without optimizing, all of us have seen what happens after a certain age. Bone health, cognitive health, lack of sleep. All of these things really can be attributed to our hormonal loss. Just look at a chart for a male. As testosterone goes down, the list of problems just grows. So, yeah, I mean, I'm talking to doctors all the time and educating them. And for those that are interested and really willing to take the extra step and learn and read about it, the literature is there. The literature is there, and it shows what replacement of testosterone in a male will do for their overall health, for their mental health, and for their longevity.
Great. Dr. Alex A., thanks for joining. He's the owner of Icon Anti-Aging and out in Birmingham. Give him a look if you have any of these questions. Mike, let's follow up on that. You and I back in just a brief few minutes. Phone lines will be open, 800-859-0957.